Hello, you all. Thank you for tuning in to this show today. And my name is Myesha Avery, and we will be discussing 7 habits of healthy. So before we get started, I always like to start my shows off by introducing myself because I am very aware that there are individuals that may be listening, and they may not know who I am or what it is that I do. So let me first start off by introducing who I am and what it is that I do. So my name is Myesha Avery. I am the CEO and founder of Inspire to Change LLC. My main way of getting my content out into the world is through my blog, and Inspire to Change, what I do is that I inspire, motivate, and educate others into a healthier lifestyle. I do have a Bachelor's of Science in Health Education, specializing in community health, but I did not come into this world actually straight from college or something that I thought about years ago. I actually just came into this fitness, health, and wellness world after I shed over 70 pounds. And so that's why it is important to me and is so near and dear to my heart to spread this message on how all of us can benefit from living healthier lifestyles. If you ever wanted to check out my website, my blog, it is www.inspirethenumber2change.co/blog. I'll get into my other handles and social media accounts and everything later on in the show. But let's go ahead and dive right into the show today. So again, we will be discussing 7 habits of healthy. Now, if you read my blog or if you follow me on social media, you will be aware that 7 habits of healthy actually was just published as a blog post this week on my site. And I decided that I wanted to create a radio show about it just to put more emphasis and importance on how we believe as humans that if we work out and if we eat, clean, then we're automatically healthy. But there are so many different layers to living a healthier lifestyle. So I just wanted to come to you all today to talk about those different key points and, bring awareness to this. So the first one that I actually talked about was gratitude. I think this is something that is so important for us to do. Our CEO and founder of Life Coach Radio Network, Russ Terry, he is phenomenal. And I've definitely learned how to practice each and every day to be more grateful. And just if I can stop and take a moment. So, Russ Terry, which is the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Network, he actually has a book out and it is called My Gratitude Journal, where he documents 365 days of people and things that he was grateful for and the lessons that he can learn and that we can learn from them. So I read this book. This book is definitely a pick-me-up for me, and it definitely helped me get into the habit of being grateful and being thankful for every situation. And even when there are situations that happen or experiences that happen in life that are not so ideal, this book has definitely taught me how you can pick the littlest thing out of an experience and find something within that experience, whether it being a not so ideal situation, you can definitely find something to be grateful for in it all. And that's what I am big on is gratitude, because one thing that you cannot do is that you cannot be grateful and angry. It doesn't go hand in hand. So when you find things to be thankful and grateful for, you really can't be angry at the same time because you're thankful and you're grateful and you find yourself giving praise to things that you were thankful for. So that definitely puts you in a good mood. Gratitude for me, and anyone can practice gratitude. I definitely, even in myself practicing gratitude, even if I feel that something is going to shift my energy or shift my emotions, or it seems to be a gloomy day, I just begin to be thankful for everything. I can just be thankful for having a roof over my head. I can just be thankful for being financially secure. I can just be thankful for, my business ventures. I can be thankful for particular people that are in my life. So when you begin to be thankful, then it will definitely shift your mood in a lot of ways. So that's something that definitely helps me. And then a part of just being healthy is also being happy and also being peaceful and also being positive. So when you learn to be grateful and thankful for things on a daily basis and all the time, then you really have no room to be angry, or you really have no room to be sad, because you're spending your time being grateful for the things that you do have. And excuse me, as you begin to become more grateful and aware and things of that sort, then you find yourself just being more lifted. You're able to, even if things are not perfect, which will never be in anyone's life, but when you just practice gratitude each and every day, you will find that your life is not that bad, number one. And then number two, it can be so much worse. So I wanted to get into the next point, love. And this is something that I am actually personally myself learning how to do genuinely, which may be very different. For some, they're like, well, how do you go through life and this is something that you're just learning? And what I mean by that is I understand the importance, and I understand, as I stated, how to love genuinely. It's a difference in loving and, you know, you're just doing it and things like that. But it's a difference in between loving. And what I mean is that, and I may be getting ahead of myself and diving into my other points, but, you know, just complimenting others sincerely, just helping others. I never really understood how easy and how important it was to love and how great love feels until I actually begin to step into my purpose in life, which is what I do now. And then also it made it easier for me to love others. And that is the biggest, I believe that is one of the biggest things that you can do, is first self-love and then also be able to love others. Because when you work on self and when you create this self-love and you love yourself at 100%, then it will make it so much more easier for you to love others genuinely. And it will make it so much easier for others to love you, because number one, you attract what you are at the core of who you are. So if you love yourself and, you know, you're a 100% advocate for self, then you will begin to attract those type of people that genuinely love, that are genuinely respectful. So that is definitely something that I cannot stress enough, is learning to love people genuinely. I believe that is, we all want love, we all need love. You know, whether it be relationships, whether it be of self, you know, when I say relationships, it can be romantic, it can be partnerships, it can be, you know, friendships. But love is definitely something that we all need to survive. I definitely do believe that. And in light of everything that is going on in the world today, I believe that it is definitely, definitely a sign that we need love. I believe that we lack love in the world today, because I believe we've gotten separated altogether regardless. And I think that love can heal. I believe that love can save individuals from self-destruction. I believe that it can heal, you know, broken friendships, broken relationships. I just believe that love can heal, and it takes so much more energy to be upset and negative. And it's really not that hard to just love people. But I do believe that the biggest thing, and this goes back to you, is that the biggest thing and the biggest way that we can love others is loving ourselves. So, you know, if you're at a space where, you know, you're not there yet, I would take some time and do some self and do some inner work so that you can build your self-love. Because what happens is that when you work on loving you, then it'll just spill out and pour out into others like a waterfall. So that was my next one, because you're going to need, anytime, especially if you're going through a healthy lifestyle journey, you're going to need to learn how to love yourself number one, because that makes the journey so much more easier. It is harder. I'm not going to say that it's easy, but it's definitely worth it. And so that's why I can't stress enough that love is important, and especially love of self. So the next point that we that I have here that we are going to discuss is not worrying. And, you know, I read some time ago, and this was something that stuck with me, and this was something that I definitely think about all the time, especially when I find myself worrying about something or I feel like I'm going to worry about something. There was something that I read some time ago that stated, why spend your time worrying about tomorrow if you don't know if you will live to see it? And, you know, it's such common sense, but we don't stop and think about that when we're worrying about something. Like, how can you worry about how to make it through the next day when you don't even know that you're going to live to see the next day? So why not spend time living in this moment, securing and finding a better solution for where you are right now, which can help you live tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the day after that? We spend so much time worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen in the next 2 hours, what's going to happen. We wake up in the morning and we think about, oh gosh, and we worry about what's going to happen at lunchtime, what's going to happen for dinner. Well, you haven't even made it out the door yet. So, you know, just my thing is, and it's easier, and I know that it's easier said than done, but just spending less time worrying about something that, number one, and my whole philosophy is on worrying. This is my whole thing on worrying. If it is something, and this is for me, and this is something that I also put into perspective, if it is something that I can change and I have control over, then I will work on fixing it and changing it and finding a solution, which I also can't really worry in that instance, because worrying does nothing but keep you stagnant, because you can't worry and be proactive at the same time, because worrying kills your spirit. Worrying allows you to feel hopeless. So that's one of my things, is that if I can control it and I can change it, then I do so and move forward. If I cannot change it, I'm not going to spend my time worrying about it. And that happens in that instance, most of the times, and a lot of the times, 98% of the time, what we worry about are things that we have no control over. None. A lot of the times we don't worry about things that we can change and control because we understand, okay, I'm not going to worry about this because I can change this. I can make this work. And then we don't worry about it because we know that we can change it. But we have to get out of the mind frame of worrying about things that we absolutely have no control over. Number one, people. You can't worry about another individual. You can't, as much as we may love them, as much as we may care about them, but we cannot spend our time worrying. And essentially, worrying leads to stress, and it can lead to a whole bunch of other things. And we're doing all of this over something that we have no control over. So we're worrying and being stressed about something for months and years, when that very thing that we are worried and stressed about is still happening. And we have done nothing. Our worrying and stressing has done nothing to change it, because it can't. So we have to work on, as individuals, to stop stressing about things that we have absolutely no control over at all. And so that's my biggest thing, is that when I just, and what helps me not to worry, because as I stated, it's easier said than done. And we all go through things in life that may be worrisome to us, or, you know, things may happen and we automatically worry about it or what have you. But the number one thing that helps me to not worry, as I was getting ready to state, was that, also going back to point number one, expressing gratitude and being thankful. And when you begin to express gratitude and be thankful, you don't necessarily worry, because now you've shifted your mindset. So instead of worrying about how you're going to make it through something tomorrow, stand still in this moment and begin to be grateful for what you have today. And so in turn, what that does is that shifts your mindset. And so then if there is something that you can change or something that you can control that you were worried about from tomorrow, because you begin to become grateful and thankful in this moment, then now that you have shifted your mindset to something of a more positive feel, then it'll allow you to say, okay, well, how can I change this? What can I do to control this situation instead of worrying about it? So when you feel yourself worrying about something, always go back to gratitude. And it can be something, whether it's financial or what have you, you're worrying about something that's going to take place next week. And financially, you may not be able to do it. Begin to be grateful and thankful for what you have right now, what you are able to do. Because what will happen is that the universe will conspire and things will happen for you that may not have happened if you spent your time worrying and being negative about it. And worrying and being sad and being angry, those are negative emotions, and they're also useless emotions because we can't do anything with them. They don't stress and worry doesn't allow us to be positive. Stress and worry doesn't allow us to be proactive to change something. Stress and worry doesn't allow us to see that things can easily change for a positive. So go back to being grateful and thankful whenever you feel yourself being in a situation that you feel like you're going to worry about. And number four, the fourth, because we're now at number four now out of seven habits of healthy. But number four, I didn't want to leave this off because this is something that is also so very important to me. And I do not believe that I would have lost over 70 pounds had I not done this. And so it would be eating clean. And that is one thing that is definitely on my radar. If you all follow me, that is something that I do consistently. Do I eat things sometimes that are not so great? Every once in a while, yes. But it is not something that I do consistently or on a daily basis or on a weekly basis. So eating clean is number one. A number one topic for me, but it is number four on this list. And you know, eating clean is just, it is what it is. I don't really have a whole spiel about that. I have done a radio show on eating clean, and I have definitely tackled it on my blog, and then also I have shown how I eat cleanly on my Instagram and things like that. So I didn't want to leave eating clean off the list. So going into number five of seven habits of healthy, and we are winding down to this. Number five would be give. And that is one thing that has become near and dear to my heart. You know, especially this year, I am a part of, if you all follow me again on Instagram or social media, you all see that I am part of Revolt. And Revolt is just an outreach ministry where we love and we give on individuals. So I definitely have become a big giver, and giving doesn't necessarily have to be monetarily. And I want us to understand that. So a lot of the times what I do is I feed the homeless a lot. Giving back is so many different things. Whether you give back into the community, outside of me feeding the homeless, I am the creator of Let's Get Physical, which are my fitness events. And if you live in Charlotte, North Carolina, which I am based out of, we have Let's Get Physical monthly. We don't have a particular Saturday, so if you ever wanted to see when Let's Get Physical is coming up, which the next one is actually going to be on July 11th in Marshall Park, Uptown Charlotte, and it starts at 12 noon and it is until 1 p.m. Central Eastern Standard Time, I'm sorry. And it's just an hour-long fitness fun workout. Both men and women are welcome, and all fitness levels are welcome to come as well. But so that's what I do as well. I give back into the community. So whether it is feeding the homeless, whether I am also a mentor, so I have a mentee. Again, I am also the creator of Let's Get Physical. So I do that for the community, as well as having fitness events where everyone can come together and work out and motivate one another. And, you know, also while building a healthier lifestyle and also things that they can, you know, take home with them and do on a regular basis to create this fitness lifestyle that they would want. So just giving also allows you to, excuse me, I am a big advocate on you receive what you put out into the world. So when you begin to give and when you begin to do it from your heart and not for, you know, awards or accolades, and those may come, but when you do it from your heart and it's truly pure, you will begin to get that back into your life. So individuals will then begin to give to you, support you, love you. You'll begin to foster healthy relationships through that. So that is definitely a real big reason why I like to give. Giving is so very important to living a healthier lifestyle because it also changes your perspective. It also changes your mood and your thoughts on life. I don't know of anyone, and I have never seen anyone that is a true, genuine giver and that they're angry or negative. So giving is definitely a part of living healthier. And then also positivity. That is something that I always stress. And as I stated in the beginning, from number one, practicing gratitude. Practicing gratitude will definitely allow you to be of a more positive person. Yes, every day in life is not roses and sunshine, but what we can do is practice every day on how to be positive, not being negative. Also, a big step in being positive is always surrounding yourself with healthy people, places, and experiences. Now, a lot of the times we can't control our experiences, but we can control the people that we allow into our lives and the places that we frequent. And then what will happen is that you, once you adapt to healthy places and people, then you will minimize your risk for being in having negative experiences. So we can't always control negative experiences that happen because it's life and things do happen. And a lot of the times things are out of our control. But if we can kind of hone in on the type of people that we allow into our lives, which we should only be allowing healthy and positive people, and then also the places that we interact with and that we frequent and things like that, then we can definitely minimize the negative experiences that we may have in life. And that just is what it is. And just, you know, remaining positive, you know, being thankful, giving, all of those things can allow you to keep a more positive mindset. Positive self-talk, speaking to yourself in a positive tone, motivating yourself, motivating and encouraging others, because then that motivation and encouragement will come back to you. So just being positive also benefits for a healthy lifestyle. Number seven, and we are down to the wire. Number seven, lucky number seven. Number seven is something that I am learning in life that I believe is the key to life. And number seven is learning. Yes, learning. Learning for me, what I am learning about life is that everything that happens in life is to teach us something. Nothing just happens just to happen. And when we understand that about life, then it helps us navigate through life more in a healthier, positive manner. Even when negative things happen, once we are done, and now this is easier said than done. And so when something negative happens, the first thing that we do is, as humans, we respond emotionally. And it's okay to feel, it's okay to be sad, it's okay to be angry, it's okay to be, but don't let it manifest and so much until it takes over who you are. Whatever the emotion is, always allow yourself to feel. If something happens to me and I'm sad, I allow myself to be sad. And I give myself a time frame, and then we got to move on. Because when you become so emotionally up in arms and just emotionally bound to something, you fail to learn what it is to learn. And what I am learning about life is that if you don't learn the lesson, the experience will continue to happen. So, okay, you're in a relationship and it ends, and you know, you're, of course, you're upset, you're hurt, you're angry, those sort of things. Allow yourself to feel. But then also, once you are done feeling, take time to truly step back and see what it is that you were supposed to learn. Whether it was something that you were supposed to learn about that other person, so that you know not to come in contact with those type of people again, so that you're not ending in a hurtful relationship, or whether it was something that you needed to know about yourself. 9 times out of 10, especially when it comes to relationships, is something that we need to know about ourselves. Because in regards to all relationships that we have, whether they're romantic, friendships, or what have you, the common denominator is you as an individual. It's not other people. So you have to understand and learn. It may be something that you need to learn about yourself. And then what happens is that once you learn, and a great thing about is learning is that once you learn the lesson, it is always something that you can change. And if you never learn what it is to learn, you never know what to change. And then again, as I was stating, you will continue to have these experiences because you never took the time to learn the lesson. And that's something that definitely allows me to, it definitely makes life easier. And what I am noticing, or what I am understanding about life is not really that hard. I think that we as individuals, we make it hard by all the worrying and the stress and not learning lessons. So therefore, we get into the same situation again that we were just stressed out about because we didn't learn anything from that experience. So that's what makes life hard, is experiences. Once you begin to learn from something and actually learn and grow as an individual, you won't have to go through that hurtful experience anymore. You probably won't ever have to deal with that bad relationship or that bad situation because you learned. So you're able to, you know, really and truly move on. So that was 7. That was just learn. Take your time and learn life. There are so many different things out here. We don't know everything. We learn something new every day if we allow ourselves to. So that would be just to learn. Learn, learn, learn. And that is 7. So I came up with this, actually, it was so funny because I was up one day and it was random. It was like at 4:00 in the morning and I came and it hit me to come up with 7 habits of healthy. So I wanted to share it. And as I stated again, we often believe that just eating clean and working out is healthy, but that's not what being healthy is. It's a big part of being healthy, but that's not the only way. And we shouldn't just consider ourselves to be healthy because we eat clean and we work out. Because if you're stressed out about something, or if you're not emotionally secure or what have you, then eating clean and working out does nothing for you. Because if you're stressed, as I stated, stress leads to, if you're worrying all the time and that's something that you normally do, or you're always emotionally up in arms about every single thing that happens in life, then what happens is that can trickle down into stress. And stress can be a lot on you physically. I've known individuals that stress can take a toll on you health-wise. There are a lot of people that are so stressed out where unfortunately they deal with high blood pressure. For me personally, there was a time in life where I was so stressed out as to where I got a cold. So stress is very real. It is something that you want to minimize. Stress can cause high blood pressure. If you're really stressed out, stress can cause a lot of things, and we fail to realize that. And that doesn't help you. Just because you're eating clean and just because you're working out, that means nothing if you're stressed out and negative all the time. That's just not being healthy. So those are unhealthy behaviors. So as I stated, it's always easier said than done. But if you work on those 7 key points each and every day, I promise you that it can take a difference in the way your life can go. So let me just recap the 7 habits of healthy. I always encourage individuals that are listening to my show or that will tune in later to just write them down and work on them or see what they mean to you. But 1 being gratitude. 2 being love. 3 being no worries. 4 eat clean. 5 give. 6 positivity. And 7 learn. And take the time to just figure out what that means to you, what you currently do, how you can increase what you currently do to be better. You will not be perfect, but we're all about progress, not perfection. So those things that you want to take into account. And again, let me just go over, if you all ever wanted to read my blog again, my website is www.inspire2change.co/blog. I also provide meal plans and consultations. My packaging is also out on my website under the services tab. I am also a speaker, facilitator of all things health and healthy lifestyles. So if you ever wanted to reach me in doing so about anything, you can always email me at info@inspire2change.co. My Twitter handle is inspire2c. My Instagram handle is _inspire2change. On Facebook, I am inspire2change, inspire2change just spelled out. And so you can follow me on all of those platforms to basically see what I am blogging about, what events I have coming up, Life Coach Radio Network. So that's where you can find me. And so I hope that you all enjoyed this show today. For all of you that celebrate, happy 4th of July. For those that don't, I still wish you all a happy Saturday. And I do thank you for tuning in. I do thank you for taking the time on this day to listen to me and talk about 7 habits of healthy. Again, always feel free to reach out to me via email. And again, I thank you all for listening, and I hope that you have a great day. Bye.